Dr. Whitman, could well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
JSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Rad Radio. This is no place, no place for hatred. All you dickheads, can see yourselves out. I've got no time nor patience for poison arrows. So shoot yourself in the foot, put your foot in your mouth. This is no place, no place for hatred. All you dickheads, can see yourselves out. I've got no time nor patience for poison arrows. So shoot yourself in the foot, put your foot in your mouth.
You've heard this song a thousand times before, as if you need to hear it again.
JSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one and only Campfire Shit Kickers from our fair, fine city here in Vancouver. That song was called For All the Dickheads, and it's a cry, a rally, a unity song, and telling those in the scene that are assholes to fuck off. Now, why am I playing unity songs? Well, if you didn't know what's going on in the world right now, it's a pretty chaotic place. Russia's still invading Ukraine, the war's raging in the Middle East, again, Israel's bombing and doing genocide, again, it's a crazy time, the holidays are right around the corner, it's a time that we should be growing together as a people, the winter's a time where we usually try to huddle together, bring each other warmth and comfort, and remember that we're all humans, we all need compassion, we all need warmth, we all need shelter, we all need food, we all need love. That's the point of the holiday season. It's not consumerism. It's not the presents. It's not Christmas. It sure as hell ain't Jesus Christ. Nah. It's nothing about that. It's about coming together for the common good of your fellow human being. Because we are all one in the same. That's the point of tonight's episode. The things that bind us together, not the things that divide us. So while the world's crumbling around us, remember that together we are stronger than we are apart. Let's hope the people in charge can remember that. You listen to Rad Radio, 94.1.
Turn into a bigger one because two sides actually not each other. Only sharpen one another. down between my breasts and mine. I don't want no war going down.
CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones. You're listening to Rad Radio. We just had a small set dedicated to Unity music. That last track was a favorite of mine by my favorite band of all time, Operation Ivy, off their seminal album, Energy. The track was Unity. It's plain, it's simple, it should be obvious, but in today's world, it seems like a lost art. Before that, we had the English Beat with the song Two Swords off their album, Just Can't Stop It. This song actually spoke to me quite a bit because it speaks of finding the common ground with your enemy. You know, we all can't agree all the time. It's impossible. We're going to see worlds from a different view. Having different views from each other is what makes us what unique. It's what makes us stronger as a species. We need to see things from other people's eyes. So even if you venomously disagree with a person and their beliefs, there is a way to move forward together. If we can't acknowledge that even someone we despise has something in common with us, we are doomed to fail. There's always a way forward. There's always a path for peace. I don't know, that's my two cents. Before that, we had Broken World by The Interrupters. And we kicked off the whole set with For All the Dickheads, which is very, very localized. But again, the best way to make change in the world is starting locally. We can get bogged down so much with what's going on in the world at large, outside in other countries, beyond our borders. And while it's important to be aware, it's important to raise the profile of things that are going on globally. The best we can do is act locally. Because while we may not be able to make direct change in things that are happening beyond our borders, we can change the world that is happening around us. We can be kind to each other. We can treat each other with dignity and respect. We can be aware of the problems that are happening right outside our door. And when we can make direct action for positive change in our own lives, in our own neighborhoods, and help those directly around us. If everyone takes a minute to help those beside them, to look out for your neighbor, if we all did that, the world would be a better place. I don't know. I don't want to get too much off on my own horse here. So here, let's have some more music. This, my friends, This is Bad Religion.
So remember, black, white, yellow, brown, we're really all the gray race.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a battle and people with the same objective, a family to clean you and call brethren. Come join us. All we wanna do is change your mind. All you need to do is close your eyes. Come join us. Just like
be more to this life than killer be killed. Whoa.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, it's a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. And it's a war that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remaining but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war, is a war, war in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident of good over evil, of good over evil, yeah, good over evil, good over
of the pile doesn't mean their vision is the clearest. The voices of the people falling on deaf ears. Now politicians all become careerists. They must declare their because is there more to a seat in Parliament than sitting on your ass? And the best of all, ideologies clashing. Outside the patient millions, put them into power. Expect a little more back for their taxes. Like school books, beds in hospitals, and peace in our bloody time. All they get is old men grinding axes, who've built their private fortunes on the things they can rely. The courts, the secret handshake, the stock exchange and the old school tie. For God and Queen and country, things they justify. Above the sound of ideologies clashing, God bless the civil service, the nation's saving grace. While we expect democracy, they're laughing in our face. And although our cries get louder, laughter gets louder still. But the sound of ideologies clashing, but the sound of ideologies, but the sound of ideologies, but the sound of ideologies clashing.